Hey everybody, this is Mr. Pool Jangles. I'm here to do, I'm at Antioch Acres Park in Overland Park, Kansas. I'm here to do another do-it-yourself feasibility study. So Antioch Acres is between 75th Street and 71st Street between Antioch and I think Lowell. Something along those lines. It's not the first park I came to today, but it's a nice day today. It's February 3rd, 2019, and lots of people are at the park because it's nice. It's like 60 degrees, so it's hard to beat. So I originally went to another course, which is a little further north, that looks like it's going to be really good. But I won't say what the name is because I can't remember what it was. But anyway, I'm at Antioch Acres, not to be confused with Antioch Park, which is a completely different park, and that's in Merriam, Kansas. And it's just a little bit north of here. So I have gone to the furthest western section of Antioch Acres. It's divided with the park because there's a creek that runs through this park, which makes it kind of interesting from a disc golf perspective. Nobody really is on this side, but it's neat. It's got a little sidewalk that goes around. A gentleman just rode his bike next to me. I'm about 315 feet away from where I've set up the portable disc golf hole, and I'm going to go ahead and throw my first attempt at a hole here at Antioch Acres. So, let you know how I do. All right, so there's a decent amount of elevation change here at Antioch Acres. I went ahead and threw my first hole. I was basically throwing a pseudo downhill shot. It's kind of going over a knoll and then probably dropped about 10 feet or something along those lines. Now I'm going to play hole number two. I'm going to leave the basket where it is, like I've done before, and I'm going to go across the bridge to the other side of the creek and then try to play through a window with some trees. So kind of have a tough shot here. So again, my basket's pretty much, it's not quite in the corner of the northwest section of the park. It's more, it's probably about 40 yards away from the corner, a little further south. So crossing an old rickety bridge now. Overland Park could probably stand to replace some of these boards, but they've probably served a good purpose here. I did throw off the sidewalk. I'm going to try to do that again so that I kind of have a legitimate tee pad. Let's see. Treesband and I went and played, what was it, Recreation Park yesterday. It was really muddy. We've had a lot of snow lately, so that snow's all melting with the warm temperatures. And so that makes it a little tough. Yeah, it looks like I'm about, I'd say 300 feet, something like that. On the sidewalk across the creek, it's, I got some challenges as far as trying to get it through the trees, so that's pretty neat. I've been throwing the beast on my drives. It is the Champion Beast by Barry Schwartz. So here's hole number two, same pin position, different tee pad location. So here we go. All right, two for two on pars. I have moved my basket. I went ahead and put it in an uphill position. So basically, I took it from where it was. It was in a grove of, I think, walnut trees. And I moved it up by some sort of evergreen pine tree type thing. There is a sidewalk, as I mentioned, that goes around this park. So I'm not sure if it'd be the best place for it if there was a lot of bikers or something like that on it right now. But there doesn't seem to be. There are a few walkers. They're walking my way, but I'm going to go ahead and throw before they ever get over here. So I'm about 310 feet or something like that. Uphill, probably a raise of elevation of about 5 feet or something like that. So yeah, here we go. Hole number three. All right, so I'm designing harder holes, apparently. I bogeyed my own designed hole, which is kind of funny if you really think about it. I threw it off of the untee pad, I suppose, if you will, and got it into the brush next to the creek that runs right through Antioch Acres, and then I set myself up to have a decent putt at par. but I messed it up. So had to take the bogey on hole number 3. So I'm up to hole number 4. I'm going to have to pause here for a little bit because I got some walkers coming by. But I'm about 270 feet, somewhere around there, from the hole. I left it by the evergreen. It's on the other side of the evergreen, so that makes it a little bit of a challenge because you have to go around it. So I'm going to try and play it on the east side of the tree and then come back at it and see if I can't get a birdie out of this. So wish me luck. I think I'm going to... I've been playing the Beast as my driver. I think I might switch over to the Archangel and see how that flies. So here we go. Hole number 4. All right. I almost got that stroke back. I almost had a birdie on hole number 4. I hit the basket, but I did not go in. So had a pretty decent drive, but I was obscured by the pine tree that I stuck to the hole next to. So it's challenging. I'm making this a little bit more challenging than some other ones. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and play a 5th hole. I don't think that I'll do this one where I have 2 throws on this one. This is, I'm at the southernmost edge of the park. I don't know what this street is called. It's a numbered street of some kind. I am right by where it tells you that the park closes from 10 to 5, 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. But I wanted to do this downhill shot. It's right by the sidewalk. It's only about 240 feet, I would say, but it's right in front of the creek. So I put the practice basket right in front of the creek. Like I said, I'll probably throw a mid-range on this and try to keep it low so I don't go into the creek. Yeah, that's about all I got. Here we go. All right, so I just finished up hole number 5, and I've moved my hole to a different location. Now I'm on the east side of the creek. I think that you could probably fairly easily fit 3 holes on the west side, and you could have a variety of different pin positions. I've moved my portable disc catcher into a grove of pine trees. There's probably about 25 of them or so. It's got a very Colorado-esque vibe to it. I'm playing uphill from there. I would say I'm probably about 210 feet away from the basket. I'm right where the sidewalk lies. This park isn't totally crowded, but there is a few people. I'd say there's probably about 25 people in the park right now, bicycling. There's a tennis court, and it looks like a lot of people are playing tennis. A lot of walkers, a lot of dog walkers around here, so good for them getting some exercise, getting some steps. Yeah, so I'm gonna hole number, I guess, 6. I'm gonna play uphill. I'm gonna get the old, I really actually liked the way the Archangel flew, so I'm gonna go ahead and give that one. I'm gonna use the sidewalk as a natural tee pad. I guess it's in natural, and hopefully not hit any trees. So wish me the best of luck. All right, I can't seem to buy a birdie. I've hit the pole twice now on my second shots. I obviously got par. So I'm hitting 1 over for now. I guess this is hole number 7. Basically, I went straight south from where I left the basket. And I'm only about 70 yards away, so about 210 feet. And the reason I'm right next to where the playground equipment is, and that's fine. I'm throwing away from it, so I don't feel like I'm putting anybody in danger. There's not much for playground equipment. Just got a couple of slides and couple of swings, so they could improve on that if they're not going to put any kind of disc golf hole in there. I would advocate for helping out the youngins, but I didn't want to go too far because I think this is a challenging shot on its own. There's a lot of tree limbs down. I probably already talked about that in previous podcasts, and there's a lot of trees in my way. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 main trees you kind of got to negotiate through. So there is an ace run if you could do it. It's a little windy, so I don't know how much I'm going to trust that. I'm going to get my old truth out, I believe is what this is, and see if I can't get that ace. So, but it's a pretty narrow window as far as what I have to squeeze it in, so most likely I'll hit a tree. But if I'm screaming in the next part of this podcast, then that means I got an ace. So here we go. All right, just finished up hole number 7 just a little bit ago, and then I went ahead and decided to call it a day at Antioch Acres. I think it's a really kind of a fun park. I don't think that you could fit a whole 9-hole course here, for sure, unless you wanted to really make short holes, which, I mean, I've seen that done. I'm really, the way I'm looking at this from a feasibility standpoint is to look at whether or not there you can fit in legitimate holes. And by legitimate, I think that it has to be at least a minimum of at least 200 feet. And if it's 200 feet, then there has to be some sort of obstacles in the way. Optimally, probably around 300 feet, something like that. You know, I don't think on these smaller parks you're going to get anything where it's going to be, 350, 420 or something like that. There's just not the space. I feel like west of the creek that went through, I think you could legitimately fit 3 holes in there. Maybe not necessarily in the places I put them, but I liked the way places I put them. And then on the east side of the park, I really liked having the hole right in that grove of pine trees. I thought that really actually looked good. And looked like a legitimate, really, location for a disc golf hole. So anyway, I thought that was cool. I think that still Strang Park, in my mind, this is the first one I played. I think it has the most potential to actually be a disc golf course, or at least have more disc golf holes. Maple Hills Park that I played second, it's got potential too. This one probably, I think, would have neater holes than Maple Hills Park. I don't think it's quite as big of a park overall. It's kind of shaped oddly. There's the creek that goes through it, and then there's a major drain. I don't know what you call it. Concrete stream, I guess, as you will. It looked like there's a bunch of kids playing in it, which is probably pretty dangerous. You know, they probably should be kept out of that. Us as a society maybe should put some fencing up to keep them out of there, because they could potentially drown if there's any major water flowing through there. But there's not right now, so no danger or anything like that. But anyway, Antioch Acres, I think, would be really a cool place to have maybe just a few holes, just to kind of get people accustomed to seeing it. It's not something that's not as intimidating as going out to let's say, like, some place like Heritage or like Waterworks, where you have a ton of people who are really devoted disc golfers and are wanting to really take it seriously. This would be a good place for somebody to just kind of start out. So I'd be game if Overland Park was game. So anyway, I'm going to keep doing these and seeing if I can find anything. So keep banging those chains, guys. I appreciate you listening. Take care, and I'll see you next time. It's going to get cold here really quick. So apparently it's supposed to snow on Tuesday. Blah. So I really had to get out and play some disc golf because it was 60 some degrees. So at any rate, hopefully it'll warm back up soon and I can do some more of these. So talk to you later. Bye. Mr. Paul Jingles out.
Oh, thank you.